champion to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome back to another episode of Vampire Diaries, Season 6, Episode 18. I could never love like that. I'm your host, Roxy Strar. You guys can find me ever at Roxy Strar, sitting alongside the fabulous chat mistress, Tiana Hobson.
Hey, everyone. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson.
And, of course, the beautiful Katie Campbell.
Hello, hello. You can find me on Twitter at Katie E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's, Campbell.
The amazing Sam Davidson.
SamD43. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram.
And our very incredibly special guest tonight. She plays Mama Salvatore on the show, Annie Wershing.
What's up?
Okay, she is our good girl gone vampire. That's what the shirt says, people.
Yeah. Yep.
Annie, where can everybody find you if they want to follow you on social media?
Twitter is at Wershing, W-E-R-S-C-H-I-N-G, and Instagram is at Annie Wershing, A-N-N-I-E-W-E-R-S-C-H-I-N-G.
Yeah, I have to say, we're thinking you're not as scary in person as you are on the show.
We'll see. By the end, we'll see how we think then.
It's tough. I don't know, but not yet. And you guys can always find us at AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, where we're actually live talking right now with the chat mistress, Tiana Hobson.
Yeah, guys. Let me know any questions you have. I'm in there. I'm doing it. I'm reading what you guys are saying. There's a big argument going on about Baymon and Bankai and how, there's just the love shouldn't happen because of all horrible things. But everyone's kind of horrible and killed people before, so.
And we will get to all of that. We will absolutely. And, of course, always on Twitter at AfterBuzzTV. Use the hashtag ABTVTVD. Yes, I know it's complicated, but you guys got it because you're the best fans of all time. All right, let's get into this episode tonight, which was a really amazing episode, especially with these flashbacks that we've got, the 1903 flashbacks. I mean, a little scary, a little creepy, but it's starting to give us more of a sense of what's going on here, and especially with Enzo's character, who we didn't know that much about, even though he's been on the show for so long. What did you guys think about the flashbacks?
I loved it. It's putting the pieces of the puzzle together, and that's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think there's just, like, so much that Mama Salvatore, Lily over here, has to tell us. Just like, but her story, though, in general, is kind of, I felt like, you know, the writers probably wrote you in to come back to kind of tell a new story that will possibly begin soon or extend it, you know, but the Enzo thing, we've all wondered why he's been there for so long.
Right, mm-hmm. And now we'll probably find out.
Yeah.
I want to know about filming the flashbacks versus filming the current day shots. Was that like a different kind of technique? I mean, you're almost playing two different people.
Well, this was the first episode that Mama Salvatore was actually in plain day clothes. So more so, that was stranger. More strange because I began it in the coat and all that. So.
And texting using the iPhone.
Yeah, learning all sorts of things. No, it's really fun. I love the costumes are amazing. And that outdoor set when, like, the ship's in the background, that was beautiful. Freezing, but.
Really cold?
So really cold when we shot that. Yeah.
It's so funny that we don't think about that at all. Mm-mm. You guys don't let on.
That's good.
Good acting.
It's the hand warmer trick.
Yeah.
But so here's what we have going on. Basically, every time Enzo keeps telling us the story and he says, she's a monster, I'm sitting there thinking, seems like a pretty nice girl to me. Seems like an angel. Were you guys just waiting for the other foot to drop? Or
no, because we knew that she was trapped in a prison world for a reason, and that she killed a bunch of people, passengers on a ship, and that's a lot of people on one ship for her to kill. I love you, Annie, but Mama Salvatore, I was never trusting, and she was sitting next to me at the end of the episode, and I was freaking out, and then I kept looking at her, I was like, she's gonna attack me,
I saw Tiana from behind, like, literally look. She turned. She looked scared. She did.
Oh, I wish I would have done a Nina-esque thing to you.
Oh my God! You should have come. She would have cried though. She would pull the Katie.
I would have cried.
Pulled the Katie.
Yeah,
but I never. I knew that there was something more that she wasn't letting on, and it's always those really, really sweet, nice people who are actually sociopaths. Yeah. The right one?
Yeah.
But here's the thing about Enzo. Did he know that she was in the prison world? I don't think he knew. So, I feel like Enzo's the type of character to kind of hold a grudge. We've seen it with the whole stuff.
You mean, did current day Enzo know? Because at that point, she, in 1903, she hadn't been in the prison world. You mean today, Enzo telling?
Did he know? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. It doesn't seem to us like he knew.
She's saying no.
No.
Yeah,
the last he saw her was, you know, she was turning him, and he woke up to the ship with, she's gone. And then he opens the door to the Salvatore's
house. And so he never knew that Stefan and Damon were your children, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
It was just a weird coincidence.
And there's a lot going on with this storyline, too, because I really believed Mama Salvatore when she turns and she says, listen, you can be a part of this. This is my family, and I want you to become a part of it. Let me turn you. Why would she have done all that if she didn't intend on actually taking him with her? I mean, I feel like something must have happened. You know, the wheels are turning here. I'm trying to connect the dots. I feel like something must have happened where she had to get off that boat as fast as she could, and she had to leave him behind or something, because she even sent down fresh food for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See?
She cared.
I'm a giver.
Which is why is Enzo thinking she's so, you know, evil, which is the question that you asked in the very beginning. I think that's because it's his nature to just hate and take that hate and make it grow bigger. We've seen it with Stefan.
Absolutely. I mean, is it just that she is that malicious that she really intended on leaving him behind, you know, just getting rid of his consumption but then ditching him? Or did something happen?
Well, he obviously has abandonment issues in general. So, he, you know, someone finally tells him that they're going to take him under their wing, and when he woke up, she was gone.
We find that out about your character, too, though, that you have abandonment issues. And there's a lot of theories out there. I mean, timeline-wise, we're getting a little confused, but we figured as of last episode that you guys had known each other at some point, that Enzo maybe had known you. But then there were a lot of rumors about you maybe being his mom, and whether that... you heard that a couple times?
Heard that one.
Or whether that was possible if you had already been turned, or what year that would have had to have been. And a lot of things in the flashback tonight made me think about this, because, you know, he says he hasn't heard that lullaby and in a while, and instead of saying, oh, is that true, Lily says, I know. Mm-hmm. And there was just like a couple different vibes that made me feel like Lily knew Enzo.
Maybe she had been like following him for a while, because she also was very aware of his situation and that he was an outcaster like her and her family. And so it could have been something that she'd been watching him for a while, maybe.
But not Stefan and Damon. Because they're, when she changed into a vampire, she lost her, you know, motherly tie to them. And was that now put into Enzo? And that's why they're all drawn together?
Obviously, now you know more about the storyline because you've read more scripts than we have. But at the time when you're reading this, what's going through your mind? Are you thinking that there must be more to the story? Are you trying to connect the dots like we are? Or are you just like, hey, I'm along for this ride?
Yeah, definitely along for the ride. And you know, you never want to know too far ahead, because you just want to be, you know, playing the moment that you're working on at that, you know, that exact scene.
Of course.
So I usually didn't know anything except for what we were doing.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. I can't help
but there's always questions, of course.
Yeah.
But what if your character, though, is, like, plotting? Do you know what I mean? She knows what's going to happen, and she's plotting it and thinking it, and that's kind of the vibe that we're getting from Lily.
What do you mean that she knows?
That she kind of, like, knew what she did to Enzo and possibly the connection. I mean, well, she doesn't, because she's been in that little world or what have you.
She's a couple steps ahead for sure as a person. I just feel like she's always been like that. That's me putting my spin on your character.
Yeah, well, and I think in the next episode you'll learn a little bit more just about...
I can't wait to see that. I don't know. There's something about them being on screen together that makes me know this isn't the first time. And also, maybe there's more to Enzo's character than we're realizing. Like, is it possible that he could be one of these people and something is dormant inside him? Like, maybe does he have witch somewhere in him? He says tonight that he was abandoned when he was 4 years old in a warehouse. I didn't know that.
We didn't know his roots.
We didn't know.
We don't know his mama.
And it's kind of nice to actually have this story with Enzo, because for a while there, I think we all felt like, what is going on with his character?
Right. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the other stuff that is going on with him. So he's got this girl, Sarah, who I'm also incredibly intrigued by. First of all, I say this every week, but she's so beautiful. And she's just, like, stunning to look at.
Oh, my God. And in person?
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
I know. It's like jaw-droppingly beautiful.
She's so pretty.
Just because they're both such attractive people, whenever they're on camera together, I'm like, Enzo, just kiss her. See how it goes. Just try it. Like, whatever. They can put it on the outtakes later. But anyway, so they're together, and he has her thinking that she's still on Vervain, and he's telling her a story, and he's just going to wipe it from the memory. But she outsmarted him this time. Enzo, you're not as frickin' smart as you think you are. Mm-hmm. And Matt stepped in and Vervained her, and now she has the leverage, and I'm thinking she's going to take you down at this moment. What did you guys think of that scene in the car when she was like, or you can just do this, with so much attitude? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Talk about the scary one as Tiana tries to stab me with a pen. What were you guys thinking about this?
I liked it. I was interested in how she got the Vervain. Obviously, she told us from Matt, but I liked that she was had an attitude like that.
Yeah.
The attitude made me just kind of feel as though this is possibly not the first time she's done something like this, and that either she's done this before or she has something inside of her, whether it's witch, vampire, I don't know.
Girl, did you see what was hanging on her wall? Like, that was a creepy room.
Yeah, I know.
With all that art, something is inside
her.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, there's something up with her. She's not just some Virgin Mary that's been protected by, you know, Uncle Damon or Stefan.
So,
I'm sorry.
So funny is that I don't even know how she entered this, because I'm up to like middle of season 4,
right?
And then just where we are.
Oh, so you're binging.
I have a chunk that's missing. I don't even know how Sarah like originally came into the picture.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it for you, but she might not be the only Sarah that you will meet. There's a couple different ways she comes in, but it is interesting because her character seems to be now here for somewhat good.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking maybe she would be here and then gone, but she's sticking around and now we're trying to send her out the door, but I don't think it's the last we're going to see of her.
It kind of surprised me, too, that she was so confident in it, because she is still a human.
Yeah.
And instead of being scared of, you know, this vampire, yeah, you took him down and you stabbed him. But then my first reaction would have been, okay, like, go find Matt, get someone for backup,
mm-hmm.
not try and manhandle a vampire by myself.
That's exactly how I felt. She was too confident in what she was doing.
But does it have something to do with the previous week when Caroline told her, don't be scared that he tells you he's a vampire?
I feel like it's still lingering in her mind.
I don't know. And yeah, she had been, Stefan had told her, when you hear a vampire, you don't freak out, too, I think at some point. Like, everybody had been telling all these things, so I don't know at this point what's compulsion and what's not. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, she thought she could tackle this guy. So she does. She ties him up. She puts him on the couch. She thinks she's in complete control. Obviously, we know that vampires pretty much are just like, ha 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 ha, let me break out of these chains. But the problem with all of this was, even after he does break out and we think that he's gonna either kill her, turn her, whatever, he just kind of lets her go. Because she says, give me the choice you didn't have. And we see that side of Enzo that we do love and that we had seen before back in the day with Damon when they're burning in the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot, because he's been so obsessed with Stefan and getting revenge and all this, that Enzo's actually a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
Was anybody else surprised to see the side of him again?
I just didn't trust her.
Oh, you didn't trust Sarah?
I didn't trust Sarah because she said, I promise I don't even care about my family. Yeah, yeah, whatever. You know that half of your family is some psychopathic vampire crew. Like, you're going to be intrigued by it, and you're going to want to dig deeper because you're going to want to know about your family and what happened to your mom and your dad, and all these questions are going to come up. So he could have compelled her still to not go away across to another country, like you said.
Yeah, he took all the Vervain out.
Yeah, but he could have just been like, you know, lose interest in your family. Mm. Live a normal life.
Yeah, I guess so.
But that would have been fun, because then she wouldn't have been around for next season, since we're losing Nina. Sorry, just said it.
We'll talk about that more. Of course we will.
I think, too, because the reminiscing and him telling her his story to her was making him feel like he was going to...
They were bonding.
Yeah. Well, and he was... It brought out the softer side, remembering how he was treated by Lily originally.
Right. Mm-hmm. And how he's been treated since he was 4 years old. Huh. He really does. He shares his story with somebody, and I was kind of glad that he didn't compel that away from her, because I feel like all the time on the show, we see these vampires that use humans as therapists, and then they're like, oh, good, now that I got that out there, let me wipe that from your memory. But it doesn't really work like that. You know what I mean? Like, if you tell somebody, it's nice to get it off your chest, but, like, it's also nice to have them check in on you, remember what you actually said. So I'm glad that there is somebody out there that knows his story. I'm just a little worried about what she's going to do with it, or what she's going to do in general now that she's free to roam. Anyway, we will have to stay tuned for that. Let's move on and talk a little bit about our favorite little Steriline couple going on here. Mm-hmm. All right. These two have flown off the handle completely. They're playing games, and they're killing people over karaoke, which I understand because I'm a big karaoke fan.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, totally get it. If I can scare someone to death, then you know what? We're going to go karaoke tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a completely normal mid-20-something-year-old's dream.
Well, right, and, you know, we know that she's a singer, Caroline.
Thank goodness we got to hear her sing again. Girl's voice.
I love her voice.
Like, do you guys just make her sing on set? Because that's what I do. Just sing to me. Sing to you, girl.
I think they're fun to watch like that, Stefan and Caroline.
With no humanity?
With no humanity? Yeah. I think they're fun.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree, of course, because it's different. We get to see a different side of them. So they are there. They're doing this whole thing. They're ripping apart people, and they're singing while everybody's trying to study. How freaking annoying would that be if you were in college trying to study or whatever, and they came in? But that's okay. They're there, and then finally, Matt and Tyler, the two of them, come just jogging on in, looking all fresh and sweaty, and now we're going to mess with Matt and Tyler. All that's going through my mind is, oh dear gosh, this show is willing to kill anybody, and that is so scary to me, because we're going to lose one of them right now.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, we know that we are going to somehow lose Tyler soon, so I was like, oh, please don't be that Caroline actually kills him. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's saying it, kill me, and I'm like, you shush. Don't offer that.
He has such rage issues, though. He can't even control it at a certain point.
And it's just a matter of time till he's werewolfing again.
I know, which I thought was going to happen.
I know.
But now he's going, so what, is he going to werewolf? Is he going to run away, or is he going to die?
Right. So we've got these two people. We got to turn one of their humanity on, and because they can't keep doing this kind of thing. So what are we going to do? We're going to bring in Mama Salvatore to help turn Stefan's humanity so that he can turn Caroline's humanity. Makes perfect sense in theory. A couple things go awry. Matt gets stabbed by Tyler. No big deal. They're just like, yo, bring him to the hospital. All right. Nobody's going to offer him blood there. Okay, we'll get him there. We'll catch up with him in a minute. But in the meantime...
I know.
But in the meantime, we're like, all right, let's get Mama Salvatore, and she's going to fix this. So Damon's, like, chugging along with this plan, and Lily's like... slight problem. Don't care that much.
Yeah.
Mother of the year over here on the
Annie,
couch.
Annie, I'm looking at you and I'm just shaking my head. I'm like,
I know.
You know why I'm shaking my head? Because I was stalking you on Instagram earlier, and your kids are so cute, and you post about them all the time. I'm like, yeah, she cares. She's a great mom. Why did you love these two boys right here?
No, but it is.
Love them.
It's hard to watch because we've grown to love both Damon and Stefan in different ways, but we love those characters so much, and we've thought about this mom that they lost and how sad it was for them when she died, but at least she loved them, and now we actually meet her, and the truth is, she has another family. She really doesn't. She left you guys. She wasn't coming back for you either.
I left them because I loved them, and I didn't want to eat them.
Right.
Yes, that's true.
Fair.
Yeah.
But we even think that you were coming back for them because you were capable of controlling this, but then we find out that you weren't. I still don't even really know what you were trying to do, but we know that that's not what you were trying to do.
Are we going to find out what you were coming back for, or was it just sort of you and your family were just moving back to America and you were going to avoid your sons?
Bad coincidence.
As far as I as far as I know. Something else.
It's such a lesson to us how we look into every single thing. When I see something, I'm like, oh, that something must be happening for that. Yeah. Like, maybe she was just traveling.
But we look into everything, but the things that we don't look into are the things that actually mattered.
I know.
You know, it's like, oh, that rock was orange over there. I wonder why it was orange. And it's like, actually, you know, Mama Salvatore's alive. Missed that one coming.
No, it's very true. That's why we have to go over every single little bit. That's what we do at AfterBuzz TV. So anyway, though, you're like, I don't really care that much. And Damon's like, all right, listen, lady, I don't care that you don't care. The great thing about this is you're an amazing liar, so let's just turn on the waterworks and make you cry a little about this. And I'm going to write you a speech.
Yeah.
Which... It did solidify the bond of the brothers that Damon knew exactly what Stefan needed to hear. And so in that part, I loved it. But, I mean, I just had such a hard time watching you because you performed it so well. Like, your character was such a good actress.
Right. Well, it had to be so believable that it would be enough to snap, you know. He had to feel it.
Right. Was it really you were just faking? Yeah. Lily was just full-on faking. That's what we can confirm.
Yeah. In this episode.
It's not like she has some love deep down and it just came out.
Well, this. You don't know. The tear made me think otherwise. Annie was being real, being Lily, being fake, being old Lily, being real current Lily. So that's what it was. You know?
And you should win an Oscar for that right now.
Yes. No, it's true, though. It was an amazing performance.
It was really good. It made me feel really sad, and especially seeing Stefan's heart break like that.
Well, I personally think deep down, obviously, those feelings are still there. Mm-hmm. But all she wants right now is her family out of the prison world.
Right.
So she's going to do, if Damon says the only way this is going to work and we're going to make this switcheroo and, you know, go through with our deal, is if you bring it, Mama.
Right. And at one point, you really did love them and have feelings for them. Absolutely. So even if they're dormant, we do have a chance of seeing them again. Yes, you have another family, but hey, some families are really large.
And we got to see that single tear when she was hugging Stefan at the end. So that made me think maybe there is a little bit of Mama Salvatore still left in there that is Mama Salvatore.
This is something I've been thinking a lot recently. Throwback to with Isabel.
Season two.
Elena's actual birth mother. It reminds me of your character. Because
really?
I know you just... Yeah, just because when she did turn into a vampire, the humanity turned off and she wanted to, you know... Really, like, I don't know. She tried, but she couldn't because she was just like a bad vampire. But we don't. Yeah. We're still not quite sure on what you are exactly. I mean, we were told at the end of the episode.
Well, we were told what? I don't know. I haven't gotten you figured out.
Sorry, everyone in the chat role also corrected me because I said what was Lily coming back for, and it was to kill the Gemini Coven. Because we learned that at the end of the episode with...
Oh, to kill the Gemini
Coven. Oh, right, with all of the hetons.
Oh, right. They were coming back. We just hadn't gotten there yet. Thank you, yes. That is true. She was coming back. They want to injure the Gemini Coven before the Gemini Coven takes them out. Yeah. All right, we'll get there. You guys are wicked smart there at home. That's how we say it in Boston. Okay, so anyway, she does come back. Whatever she does works. The fake tear, the real tear, whatever it was, it works. And we get that close-up on the eyes that they do when your humanity is turning back on. And it switches, and he's back.
Mm.
Were you guys thinking at the time, throughout this entire performance, he's going to look at her and just, like, snap her neck? Or were you thinking, yeah, she's got him?
I thought she had him. I thought you had him.
She had me.
Yeah. She had me.
Totally had me fooled.
I was like, Mama.
I know.
Sweet boy.
I know. That was really sad.
And I feel like that was ad-libbed by her. You know, Damon didn't tell her to say my sweet boy in my mind. So that's also a reason why I believe that there's a piece of her that we can get back.
And she did pull the knife out of his back.
Yeah.
She pulled the knife out of his back or whatever that was. The wood. You know, that's very motherly.
If your kid has
a big wood thing lodged in their back to pull it out.
Right. Well, I mean, perhaps I always felt like in the flashbacks what we've heard is that she was more close to Stefan than she was to Damon.
Oh.
I don't know.
Stefan was so much younger,
Maybe it's her baby, and that's why she feels like she needs to really, like, figure this out and protect him.
I'm curious as to what's going to happen with the whole Mama Salvatore storyline, but I'm not mad at your character. I think it's your circumstances that you had. Like, you were abandoned, you felt that you were abandoned, you know, and I think that because of that, you found friends
and a family of your own. I believe that story. I think maybe they are crazy, those... I can't get it right.
The heretics.
But I think that you found family in them, and you stick by that.
Thank Katie's you. Our, you were listening.
Yeah. She's our resident lover of love.
Yes. That's kind of how I am.
But doesn't that also sound like a cult?
Yeah, a little bit. It's a little
cultish. Because she was someone who was lost and needed a family.
I have always felt
and,
this seemed very cultish.
Yeah. And now they're going off and, you know, they have it in her mind that, you know, the Gemini coven is the enemy, and they're going off to kill. It's very cultish.
I don't think
Katie
you can
there.
Claim it's not. Maybe, you know, Katie, it is what it is. Katie says yay.
Katie says yay.
All right. So anyway, because of the actions that took place, Caroline, first she stabbed Stefan, and then she ran because she doesn't want her humanity back. And she's like, all right, I'm getting out of here. We'll catch up with her next episode because she's gone for the night.
She's smart.
Yeah, girl's smart. She is really smart.
Figured it out.
But meantime, we have to go to the hospital because one of us got really badly injured. And that's Matt. And why did it have to be the most stubborn person in the whole planet? You know, he gets to the hospital. And Elena's like, oh, you know, let me bite my, do the thing, and give you my blood, and just
in
do
public,
that whole thing.
By the way, she just doesn't care.
Well, she could just go around to everybody and compel them to forget, so no biggie. Yeah. So she goes to give blood, and Matt's like, no blood. Yo, Matt, take the frickin' blood, man.
See, I agree, but don't you think if he actually did take the blood, we'd all sit here and be like, well, why do you hate vampires so much? You actually drank vampire blood.
Totally.
Which is exactly why he didn't do it.
Yeah. Katie, it's so right. I mean, it's absolutely what I would have said. I'm not kidding. Like, So I understand what they're doing, but when Tyler's like, take the blood, they're all like, take the blood. And I got it. I understood when he finally says, I can't have it both ways. We can't have it both ways. I feel like him and Elena are on very similar pages with all of this.
I am freaking out about that.
I know.
I just had a...
epiphany?
Yeah.
What happened? Ooh. Tell us about it.
Is that the show starts how it ends, how it started with Matt and Elena.
That's
as
what
humans.
I was thinking
oh,
today.
So you're thinking Matt and Elena are in game now.
That's what I was thinking today.
Oh, they're humans and they're dating?
Well, I mean, if he chooses to be a human, that's his thing, and then they compel her. Sorry not to get into predictions, but perhaps the show is going to start and like it began.
No, we need to send Lily to break it up.
Yeah.
I will just my face like
you're like you, I need one of my sons with you. It's not right if it's not my son.
Yeah. I don't know. We will talk more on predictions about that, but for now, all we know is they seem to be on similar pages that you can't have it both way. Vampires are capable of very bad things by just flipping one switch. And she thinks it could happen again, and they have this heart to heart. Matt, by science, does get better. You know, Joe comes and fixes him up, which is shocking because of the amount of blood that he lost. Just shocking, but okay, he's fine. Which I'm glad because I'm not willing to lose him right now. And then Joe and Elena have this big moment too where we find out, well, we knew Joe was pregnant, but Elena finds out Joe's pregnant, and Elena gets a little jealous. She's sitting there thinking about how she wants her own baby.
Well, she always wanted to be human.
Yeah, I get
have
that.
Have a family.
And she's always been a motherly figure on the show, wanting to take care of people, even though she is the reason most people are in trouble in the first place.
Yeah, and you know who knows this about Elena and who sensed this and who overheard the conversation is obviously Lily. And Lily knows now that Damon has this cure. Do we think Lily's capable of using this against her own son? Do you think she could spill the beans? I don't know.
Depends on if my son does what I want him to do.
Yeah.
Which is to get your people out.
So what would you do, though, if he didn't?
We're after what you're
saying. She's doing so good right now because I know you just got back from filming the finale because I was stalking you guys.
Like
you literally are a vampire witch combination right now. Like between your boots and your shirt.
Yeah.
It is perfect.
Yeah. Really good job. I think she did it on purpose. Killing it.
I'm just gonna keep staring at you until you
get something.
I'm just gonna try and get a reaction out of something. I'm gonna say absurd things and just like wait for it.
She's been in the industry a long time. Yeah. She knows tight lips. I know it's hard.
You know how long I kept my 24 death a secret?
Oh gosh.
Okay, I don't want to talk about it because I'm still not over that. I'm still not over that. Okay, so basically we find out that she knows that Damon has this cure. The only person who doesn't know is Elena, and Damon and Elena have this moment where they're sitting there and Elena's like, but I can't and we can't and I love you and he's like, and I love you, and I'm just sitting there thinking, now's the good time to say it, Damon. I'm a huge Delana fan, but Damon, if there was a time, now is probably it.
Well, I was starting to tear up at this point, and I know if he said it, I would have cried, because I feel bad.
For you. For Damon?
Yeah, I do. Just because he would just lose love, and I know.
You think he would, though?
He told her that if she was human, she would be with Stefan, which is the right thing to do.
Oh. That's not necessarily the truth. I mean, to me, that one scene of him not telling her is, like, gonna be a big freaking problem in the future. That he let it go that long, that far, for her to state that. Like, oh, but I can't.
Also, are you a 14-year-old in high school hiding pot from your parents? Do not keep the cure in your sock drawer.
What is that?
Like, she literally almost found it within a second by going to buy her own t-shirt. Like, hide that better. I'm just not going to put up with that. If that's where she finds it, I'm going to be like, well...
You deserve that.
Well, like I said earlier in the season, I think that there's something wrong with Elena after she wiped her memories. Because she opened the drawer and I couldn't tell if she was lying or faking it, but she just looked up and smiled and looked like she saw it, but she didn't. It's like she just got a little dumber.
Did we decide if she takes the cure and becomes a human, does she get her memories back? Because I think that then the compulsion would go away. The way that it did for Lark, when he became human again, I think Elena would remember everything about Damon, which would be interesting to see.
Which then he wouldn't lose her.
Right.
Initially. Right. I mean, in like 50, 60 years, you might lose her. But you could have a good, solid 70 years together, Damon, you know, and just be happy with that. And then you can find a way to go kill yourself. If it really means that much to you, if you can't live without Elena,
Well, he might not have to find a way, because we have a big bad coming this season. A huge big bad that we learn about at the end of this episode. Lily has unleashed the beasts. She has taken the Ascendant. She has gone back to 1903. She has woken up these...
In the flashback
that
still.
That was a flashback of the ship.
Because she's been at Blood to get to the...
So she's taken the Ascendant. She has the capability of going back to 1903 to get them. She hasn't done that yet, but we see that there are six people waiting there. The heretics. I don't know
like
what that
politics.
One's
so hard. Like politics. Heretics.
The heretics. There are six of them. They are not only witches, but they're also vampires, which is deadliest combination that we have never seen and tried
this
to avoid.
So exciting.
I talked about this such a long time ago with my little sisters. I was like, what if there was a vampire witch? Why is that not possible? But then you think about Bonnie's mom.
Right.
Right? So that is confusing to me.
And not to get into the originals, but I think Baby Hope is all three of the things.
Yeah.
It is possible. It's very rare. You know, we didn't think hybrids were possible, and then they were. So it is very rare, but we have found them, and they seem to be not the nicest crew, but they are Lily's family. You want to stick up for them a little bit here?
Hey, you know, they saved me. They were kind of like, they got me sober.
Wow, they're your sponsors.
So were they they were vampires or witches when you met them?
I start to get confused about what I'm going to answer.
I get that. We'll
yeah, they said tonight that they were witches and I turned them.
Yeah.
Right? That was in tonight's episode.
Okay.
Yeah. Witches and you turn them. You turn Enzo.
Yeah, they were witches like Kai.
Right.
So they could only cipher and get power from
magic.
Other people.
They could get power from other people who are magic.
Yeah, like they could steal other people's magic for
and now
a while.
They're magic.
But now they can just steal, so they have an unlimited source. So that's the loophole in how we can have a vampire and a witch, because they didn't just have powers.
Right, exactly.
Like Bonnie's mom had powers, and so she couldn't be both.
When we saw them jump out of the coffins, that was just a flashback of the ship. It wasn't you back there trying to save them.
Right. Okay, I thought it was her going back, but it was just a flashback.
What I'm curious about is that when we first saw Mama Salvatore and she said, I can't leave my friends, and we saw them all giving up their blood for her.
You mean when they were dolls at the table?
Yes.
Reverse Norman Bates is what I like to call it.
But did they really give it up for you to, like, have all the blood, or...
We're gonna have to see.
Did you compel them?
Yeah, how did you become the one who gets to stay alive and awake? I mean, I guess she's the one who turned them in the first place, so maybe...
Well, she's definitely sort of the den mother.
Yeah.
She's sort of the ones that's caring for everybody.
House mom.
Yeah.
And pulling the
blood out of
them.
I mean, who knows? This could be proved wrong by writers that I don't, you know, future episodes that I haven't even, you know, maybe it'll all be wrong. Yeah. But they had to pick someone,
right, you
know, that was still awake.
So
in case
who better than Lily
comes to rescue them.
Okay. Right. And then, unfortunately, though, this is not everybody's plan because Joe's dad called him. He's a scary dude. And he's like, get that ascendant back before she goes back. And now, of course, we have our main issue where we've got one team and we've got another. And Damon messed up again and gave her the ascendant, which...
But that's how we got Stefan.
Yeah. Without doing that, they wouldn't have gotten Stefan. So it's a sacrifice. And, I mean, she lives with them. So, I mean, go steal it. While she's sleeping, or
I don't
something.
Think she's stupid enough to hide
maybe
it in the sock drawer.
Yeah.
She's gonna piece, I think, like fast. She's gonna go,
but she needs it. But needs to either be the full. There was like
she's
a
eclipse. Oh yeah, which, I need help. I need.
Yeah, what she said was coming on up in a couple weeks. So that makes me think maybe it's during the finale. Notice I said that and looked right at her, trying to get a reaction here.
We got a smile, and that's the best we're going to get. I'm liking it. All right, so that ends our episode. We definitely want to get into some questions, though, that have come in from the chat roll about you and your character.
Oh, that's me? That's my
character? Don't have time for that many, but we got a couple.
Okay, sorry. Okay, first one from... Move so I can read.
Our chat mistress.
Joseph Boza wants to know, what was the impression like with the cast when it came out that Nina was going to leave the show at the end of the season?
Mm. You know, when I came into the show, which was January, it was a known thing already.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. So everyone's known. So people are good at keeping secrets, man.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone's deals are up at the end of six, and there was, you know, it was sort of a feeling that she probably was going to.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it in News and Gossip early on in this season, mm-hmm. how it seemed like maybe she was on the outs, and there was little hints. So it didn't come as that big of a shock.
Yeah. I was shocked. I read her Instagram post and I cried.
Yeah, I have to say that it was a beautiful post.
It was beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
I was just really, I thought I was having a weird dream and then a nightmare and then I wanted to wake up.
Wow.
Okay.
You went through some things.
I did. It's been a rough couple weeks for this one over here.
That's why we're adding in all these characters, though, so that we don't feel the loss of the other ones.
And I just want to say to, like, the Vampire Diaries writers, how they're tying all the storylines in together with Enzo and Lily and Stefan and Damon.
Sarah.
It's amazing because it's not going to seem... I mean, I'm so sad to see her go, honestly. I think it sucks, but it's nice that the story is going to continue on in a way that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. We have time for a couple more.
Okay, so I forgot to write down who it was who asked this question, so I apologize. But they want to know, even though it looks like Elena is going to be taking the cure, would Mama Salvatore take the cure if it was offered to her? Do you think?
But then she would age.
Oh, yeah. Like the
but
same
Mama
like
Salvatore
Catherine
doesn't know that because we found that out the hard way with Catherine.
Yeah.
And, you know... Mama Salvatore did not have a wonderful human life.
Right.
She sort of came into herself once she was accepted by this family and sort of had so.
And she had kids. She, you know, she's done the human thing a little.
She would probably be on the fence.
Yeah. Okay. And last question, because we have to wrap up soon. Evie Dewdrop wants to know, is Mama Salvatore involved with someone in this crazy doll family? Like, you got a crazy boyfriend
involved, like, romantically? Like,
yeah, because...
I don't know. They looked pretty hot, right?
Yeah, for a couple of Stone Age people.
She's taking care of them, you know? Maybe it's like a nurturing relationship.
Yeah, you know, maybe once they have a little blood and get a little touch up, maybe.
Yeah. Well, the show is about love, so you never know. It could be why she wants to get him back.
That's true. And honestly, we saw that they did take down Kai's blood a little bit, so she's thinking they're going to go back. She's going to go back, and they're all going to be sitting there, like, kind of stoic, but I think that they're awake and they've taken Kai's blood and something's up. Yeah, we don't know what.
Kai could be turning into one of them.
Because he...
Guys, was that not the first thing you thought of when you heard what a heretic was?
Heretic?
Heretic? Now I'm saying I'm not going to say it right.
Oh my gosh, I really think that could happen.
Yeah, oh my god, and now the Gemini Coven's going to be in danger. So many things are happening, so many things. Alright, I want to get a little bit, I know we talked about Lily, but a little more into Annie for a second, because I know you're working on so many things all the time, so where can people find you? What are you working on? Talk to us.
Well, yeah, Vampire Diaries wrapped last night.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And you're here with us today, which is so exciting.
3 hours sleep. I was on a show this year called Bosch, which is an Amazon show.
Yeah.
And we just got a season 2 pickup, so that starts again in July.
And we love the shows that go online because we're an online-based network, so we support those.
It's really, really cool.
Awesome.
And then, you know, next year, Vampire Diaries, hopefully.
Woo! We're keeping our fingers crossed for that.
Yeah.
No, because I'm loving your character in it. And I like seeing family dynamics on shows, especially families that aren't typical, which this one certainly is not. So that's really cool.
And also to the fact that we've heard about their mother back in the beginning.
Right.
So it's like actually bringing that character to life is amazing.
I know. I never thought we'd see her.
No.
Why?
I mean, I imagined we would see Elena's parents. And we did briefly, but like not like this. I never, you know, we saw Stefan and Damon's father briefly.
Right. Mm-hmm. On that note, we talked about it a little bit. We talked about it a little throughout, but obviously as news and gossip, because we've been on hiatus, we are losing two of our primaries. We're losing Tyler and we're losing Elena and all of the other characters that Nina plays on the show, so the 15 of them. But, you know, I will say, Tiana, were you the one who was telling me this today about we don't know what's going to happen to them and how they're going to leave, so...
Well, it was actually Lily. I was reading an article from an interview that... Oh, sorry, Annie. I just called her Lily, that she did where she was saying, you know, people don't know how it's going to end, and...
Yeah, it's really frustrating knowing and having people be so... I mean, I understand being upset and angry, but some people are being mean.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And to the rest of the show and like wanting it to fail. That is, I don't, you know.
Well, like you're saying, because we don't even know what's going to happen to them. We don't know if they're going to die. We don't know if they're going to leave for a little bit. I'm sitting here thinking, you know, we don't know. They could, just because they're not series regulars anymore, they could pop in. She could still be dating Damon from far away, which is what I'm hoping.
The whole show could actually just like conclude, and then the next season could be like a whole flashback into Damon and Stefan's lives before.
So a prequel. You
know, a prequel. It could turn into a prequel. We don't know.
It could be like the originals, and Elena could body jump, and her spirit is just not in Nina anymore.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen, and that is frustrating, but keep your heads up.
And it's awesome.
It's
heartbreaking, but it's... I mean, when I read it, I was like...
But okay. I just got the chills.
Yeah, so it's not going to be one of those finales where it's like, oh my god, this broke my heart in a bad way, and I don't want to watch this show again. Like, you're so pissed. I mean, are we going to be pissed?
I personally don't think so.
Okay.
Of
course it's heartbreaking because, you
know, she's whatever happens,
the
happens.
Woman, and the actual actress is gone and all of that, but, you know.
Let's get into predictions so we can talk about all of that. All right. So here's my feelings on this. Like we said, we don't know exactly, but I do think, yes, it will be heartbreaking. But I'm kind of excited to see what they do, because I think when your back's against a wall, you kind of have the chance to be more creative.
Exactly.
And I don't know exactly what that means, but I think the way that both of the actors have handled the situation, like writing the nicest things, posting all these Instagrams, saying like, TBD family, I love you guys so much, it made me think like, huh, this in no way was an issue of that. It was just like people move on in life and do things. So that was cool.
6 or, I mean, guess technically 7 years, because if you count doing the pilot and then waiting to see if you got picked up and then starting it, that's a long time in someone's life. What were you doing 6, 7 years ago?
She's so excited just to like see what's next.
Yeah.
She's so excited to change her hair.
Yeah.
She told me that, like, at the end of season 1, she was, like, daydreaming about the end of 6 when she could finally cut her hair.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting.
So, you know what I mean? It's like she's been doing the same thing for 6 years, and she loves it, and they're literally family, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And all get along so great. All of them, by the way. All of them.
Really?
You guys get that? Did you pick that up? All of them get along.
Each and every one.
Or two.
I get that.
Don't believe everything you read in the tabloids.
You're part of the family. Were they a welcoming family?
Very. Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
Ian is literally, there is no nicer person on the planet.
Really?
Aww. Like, so cool. They're
That's
all so
awesome.
Sweet.
Again, stalking your Instagram. I was telling Roxy, I was like, I just want to be a part of that family because it looks like so much fun out in Atlanta just hanging out.
I want to go to the lake.
I want to go to the lake. I want to be like taking pictures in between takes and meowing, and it was just fun.
Let's talk about predictions for next week that we saw. So Stefan is trying to convince Caroline that his humanity is still off, and this is how he's going to get her to turn hers back on by, like, pretending, which is kind of what I thought he was doing this whole time, but now we're actually going to start seeing him do that. Predictions off that, what are you guys thinking? What are we going to see more of?
I feel like it might work at first, but she's going to catch on. She's too smart.
She's sneaky.
She is.
Yeah.
I agree.
I honestly don't wish. I love Caroline, but if they were to say she were to be one of the ones that were not going to continue seven seasons, it would make sense to me because it seems like she needs to turn around fast.
She's going down a dark path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know what you mean, but I'm excited to see it. She will turn around. We got it, girl.
I'm excited for her to finally turn it back on so that she can go through the recuperation phase of, like, dealing with what she did. The fact that she almost killed Matt and Tyler is not going to just flush away very quickly for Caroline, because not only did she date both of them, but they're both two of her closest friends that she was legitimately ready to kill.
And the fact that she lost her mom and then she took away other people's person. You know, that's what happens when you kill somebody. So trying to deal with all that, and her and Stefan dealing with it together, and them getting closer together and more Steriline moments. Yeah. I'm in for that. Anything you can tell us? Any sneak previews just to be excited about the finale? Or next couple weeks?
Wow.
That your character will be in more episodes. So that's, we can look forward to that.
Yes. No, definitely. And, you know, spoiler alert, I'm actually going to play Elena next year.
Oh my gosh! Exclusive!
She's body jumping to you. I knew it. That's how we get her out. I love
Are you going to be on the originals next season?
I'm going to be in all the shows.
Every single show there is. Yep. All CW across the board. Yep. We love it. Okay, well, Annie, thank you so much for coming in. It was amazing to have you. Tell everybody where they can find you in case they want to keep chatting.
At Wershing on Twitter, WERSCHING, and at Annie Wershing on Instagram.
Amazing.
I post a lot of BTS.
She does.
Check it out.
We love the behind the scenes stuff. We love that here at AfterBuzz. T, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope at the Tiana Hobson.
Katie.
You can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's. Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13. And you can find me at YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I do a weekly vlog.
Katie says yay.
So fancy. Sam Davidson, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, SamD43, and online at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com.
And you guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. You can find us at AfterBuzz TV, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, on iTunes, on SoundCloud. Give us that thumbs up, that 5-star. Make sure you tell us how much you loved Annie being on the show, because she really was amazing. And we will see you guys next week for episode 19. Because...
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.